The presidential candidates choose almost every word they speak for a reason. Opinion polls tell them what the public wants to hear. Polls say the public wants a strong leader, and President Bush misses few chances to sound like one.
America will persevere. We will fear no evil, and we will prevail.
John Kerry's job is to criticize the president's record, but polls suggest that a successful candidate must also project a sense of optimism.
Let America be America again. Let's go out and make it happen together. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you very much.
Long before you hear those words, there's a good chance that pollsters have tested out the ideas behind them, making thousands of phone calls like this one.
Foreign policy. So the country should continue in the direction Bush is headed, or should the country go in a significantly different direction?
Again, I'm conflicted.
All right.
This call was part of a survey organized by Stan Greenberg. He was a pollster for President Clinton. And he let us listen in as he worked up one of his surveys in this election year. Greenberg and his associates were planning the kind of survey that shapes almost everything you will hear between now and November.
For sure, before you go out and spend $80 million on advertising, you're going to make sure that, you know, you're getting this framed right, that you've got the strongest part of your record and biography to emphasize.
Greenberg and his associates focused this survey during a conference call last month.
Is it your sense that we should be tracking the Bush attributes?
Carl, you're familiar with that.
The sense from the focus groups is that it reinforced.
Stan Greenberg conducts regular polls for Morning Edition. He's the Democratic half of a team that includes Republican Bill McInturff. He also conducts partisan polls for Democracy Corps. That's a Democratic policy group that is separate from John Kerry's campaign. For this Democracy Corps poll, in June, Greenberg and his Democratic associates wanted to put themselves in the Republicans' shoes. Greenberg says he wanted to know what the opposition was most likely to do next.
You could look at the polls and say, okay, Kerry's in pretty good shape. Let's just see how it develops. Or you can say, look, if I'm Karl Rove and the Republicans, I'm not going to be idle. So we decided to test what we believe to be the best possible test of the president's position and the position Republicans are presenting.
Greenberg wanted to learn how voters responded to various ways of defending the president's record. Then he could learn how John Kerry might overcome the president's strengths. He laid out his goal during that conference call.
We want to do the best job for them. I mean, the issue here is, what are the scenarios for Bush to break out of his current problems? There's a number of areas. There's the economy, there's Iraq, there is attacks on Kerry, and then there's the bold vision option.
The bold vision option. Phrases like that come out of the work the Democratic researchers have already done. They conducted focus groups, gathering 10 or 15 voters at a time to talk in a room. Greenberg and his colleagues suspect that President Bush will have an edge if he appears to embrace big ideas.
And does boldness become critical if the president adopts this as a strategy?
If Bush is looking like he's being bold and tackling the problems and Kerry's not, puts us at a huge disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. Let's test and find out.
Democracy Corps tested that and other ideas during the survey that they let us hear. The group hires a Florida company to call 1,000 likely voters. Each caller gets a script of precise questions to ask. Stan Greenberg says it's a lot more than just asking how you plan to vote.
This survey is 25 minutes long, which is very long. It's really at the outer limit of how long you can do a survey. With all the issues we wanted to explore, with our bold issues and the test on liberalism and gay marriage, produced a survey that was 35 minutes long.
You are trying to come up with a survey that is a representative sample, of course, of the electorate, and I would think it would affect the type of voter you would get on the phone if it's a 5-minute phone call, a 10-minute phone call, 25-minute phone call.
That's true. You do begin to lose people actually beginning about 15 minutes. And we monitor that closely to look for, you know, differences in the demographics.
How are you affected by the fact that growing numbers of people, especially young people, are carrying around cell phones and don't have a landline at all that's in the phone book?
A lot. And eventually I think this will all crash. For now it works because most of the things that distort surveys also distort the electorate, so that young people vote in much, you know, fewer numbers. And so surveys, even with these difficulties, have been pretty good predictors of the vote.
And let's listen to a little bit of a phone conversation here as one of your callers contacts a voter who's clearly going to be voting Democratic, and that comes out in some of these early questions as you try to identify where she stands on the issues.
Okay. Bill Clinton.
Oh, there's another one. Very bright. Very bright.
Okay, so one number from 0 to 100.
I give him 100.
Oh, okay.
And I give his wife 100, too.
The Iraq War, what number would you give that from 0 to 100?
The Iraq War was a big mistake. I think Bush was trying to look out for his oil fields.
Okay, so what number would that be from 0 to 100?
I give him 0. All these nice boys that died in vain.
The Iraq War, you would give it 0, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, Stan Greenberg, that's a voter you probably don't have to worry about too much.
I love her.
Stan Greenberg of Democracy Corps says all these questions identify where a voter stands. The challenge is finding swing voters whose views could change.
People will say things in survey which indicate an openness to changing their mind, but in practice, there's little that moves them. For example, we did a survey, you know, with Republican pollster Bill McInturf, in which we presented, you know, back and forth arguments on national security, economy, and trade, gay marriage, social issues, taxes. And at the end of the survey, out of the 1,000 people that we spoke to, only 46 people changed their mind.
In the survey that we followed, the pollsters tried out different phrases that might affect each voter's opinion. Listen as the caller tries out statements that President Bush could make about the economy.
George Bush says that our economy is growing faster than at any time in the last 20 years. We need to build on our economic progress by continuing to cut taxes, eliminating the marriage penalty forever, and making the increased child tax credit permanent. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, no more likely or less likely to support George Bush?
Much more likely.
Okay.
The Democratic survey found that President Bush can make a strong case for himself by playing up his tax cuts. It also found a way for John Kerry to respond. Kerry gained support by emphasizing the concerns of the middle class. And if you listen to the campaign, it sounds like John Kerry's own pollsters agree.
The middle class built this country. They work hard, they pay their bills, they play by the rules, they can't make ends meet. These are the people for whom the country ought to do what is right.
All presidential candidates downplay the importance of opinion polls. At the same time, their pollsters are looking for a few words or phrases to move you.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of words and phrases which people use to describe political figures. For each word or phrase, please tell me whether it describes George Bush very well.